League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I still get confused between millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, all that. So if you need to be reminded, millennial is older than Gen Z. Gen Z is younger than millennial.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, I still don't know how old either of them are, but okay.
Millennials are really like between the ages of like 42 and I want to say like 30.
Okay.
And then younger than 30, I think, falls the Gen Z.
Okay.
But you can tell how old somebody is by their socks. Listen to this.
This is exactly how you can tell the difference between a millennial and a Gen Z, just by looking at their feet. Are their socks up or are they wearing hidden ankle socks? Because Gen Zs exclusively wear their socks up and millennials still wear ankle socks. I'm a millennial.
I never show my socks. Never. To me, if you, I can see your socks, I get embarrassed. And the fact that so many people wear the high socks now, it irks me. And now I know why. I'm old.
You know what? I'm going to give you a revealing tidbit right here. There was a time when I used to reveal some sock. And why don't I reveal sock anymore, Anna?
It's because of me.
You shamed me.
I did so many times.
You shamed me.
So many times.
So many times.
Yeah.
Publicly. Privately, you shamed me.
Because you would wear the ankle socks that you could see, and I would try to convince you, like, you look ridiculous.
Well, now I looked young.
You did.
Apparently. I looked so much younger.
But I think that there's a gap.
I think it came back around like bell bottoms.
The higher ankle socks, because, like, those are your Nike socks that you bought at, like, the sporting goods store. You might just be an old guy. You gotta get the ones that slouch just a little bit. Like, I watch the kids come out of the high school. My daughter goes to high school. I'm like, huh. There's very specific the high socks that you're supposed to wear with your Crocs and with your flip-flops. Like, you got to be real careful when it comes to the socks. But even now, look, you would never know I have on socks.
Oh, my gosh.
You would never know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am screaming, 40-year-old woman, you know? Sometimes you want to eat things that are really healthy, and sometimes you don't. You want things that are greasy but delicious, and they make you so happy. Joining us, it's Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, producer John was talking about something that he made the other day, and I wanted him to describe it to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, Plum. I had in my freezer mozzarella sticks, whisked up some eggs, seasoned it a little bit, got a pan nice and hot, threw one of the mozzarella sticks into my air fryer and let that thing get nice and crispy. And then I made a nice little omelet. And after the mozzarella stick was done, put it in the center of the omelet as the eggs were still cooking, and then rolled it up into a nice little mozzarella stick omelet. Now tell me how good that sounds.
I mean, it kind of sounds delicious, man. I'm not going to lie. And you kept the mozzarella stick whole, right?
I kept the mozzarella stick whole. It was a perfect, crispy little guy rolled with a nice little, you know, it was almost like a pig in a blanket.
I was going to say, it's like burrito adjacent, too.
I'm guessing our good friend Anna had a problem with this.
I had no problem with it.
No. This sounds amazing. A little hot sauce. I love this whole. This is a great idea. This. You may be onto something. I mean, maybe we should talk about opening a breakfast spot.
This just seems like, I mean, they're weird foods that you wouldn't normally put together, but obviously they've got some things going for them. Cheese.
Yep.
Eggs. Right.
Breading,
you know, a little bit of fried dough in there too.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
So Plum, when people talk about like unconventional pairings, I would think a mozzarella stick and an omelet is an unconventional pairing. But what else do you think that you put together and it's a gross, delicious combination?
You know what goes really, really well together? And you're not going to believe me. And I want you to hold back any kind of odd sounds you might make. But green apples, like, you know, nice, tart Granny Smith green apples and salsa.
I would try that. I actually think that would be okay.
The first time I put salt on fruit was like really eye-opening for me. So at this point, I rule nothing out.
This one I do actually more often than I like to admit to people because they tend to like wince at it a little bit. But a chocolate avocado milkshake.
That I don't want at all.
I saw this. I was at the store the other day. They had avocado ice cream. Like, what?
Why is avocado in everything all of a sudden?
Well, because avocados, it's a healthy fat, so you can use it in place of where you'd have other fats. To me, avocado doesn't have like a really distinctive flavor. You know, avocado really takes on other flavors. If you think about guacamole, you know, you're not tasting what avocado tastes like. You're tasting all the things inside mixed with the avocado. So mixing it with a little chocolate and making a shake out of it, it works, and it's pretty good.
All right. What else you got?
Apple pie and cheddar cheese. That's like a British thing. I have a guest that comes to my client's house that she insists on having cheddar cheese with her apple pie, and I never really got it until I tried it. It goes really, really well together.
I can't remember why, but we tried this, and it was delicious.
Another one of my favorites, and I used to make these for my kids all the time. You know, everyone loves a great PB&J, and I'm definitely a fan of strawberry jam, grape jam. Keep that raspberry mess out of my house. I don't like those little tiny seeds. It's gross. However, put yellow Goldfish crackers into the PB&J sandwich. It adds a great texture, a great crunch, and that little bit of salt that we talked about earlier, that's in there as well. It's really, really good.
Mm. It's an innovation right there. You know, the first time somebody put chips on top of their burger or an egg on top of their burger, people thought they were crazy too.
Absolutely. And what about, so as a kid growing up, my mom used to always make us banana sandwiches. And you would think banana and peanut butter. Nope. She would make them banana and mayonnaise. And it's good. I'm telling you.
That I don't want. No, that I can pass.
This conversation's over.
I got one more for you. I like to save pickle brine, and I actually marinate whole chickens in pickle brine and then roast them in the oven. That brine adds so much flavor, keeps all that moisture in there because of the salt. It is so good. I'm telling you, pickle brine and chicken are best friends. Marinate your chicken in it. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
All right. Find Chef Plum online, chefplum.com. Thank you, buddy.
You guys are the best. Talk to you later.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Time to vent. Oh, gosh, it just feels so good, even though you're not supposed to say these things out loud. They drive you nuts. This is your chance to just let it all out. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Tiffany.
If you borrow money from your friends and you don't pay it back, that's all I need to know about you.
How long do you think a friend has to pay you back money? Do you think you say like, all right, give it back in a week or 2 weeks, or do you not say it? What do you think?
I generally do 2 to 4 weeks, no more than a month. Past that month, that's all I need to know about you, and I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think a month is more than fair. With a friend, you're most certainly always going to give them more time than you would an acquaintance. Funny how, if it's a friend you're borrowing from, you're more willing for there to be problems, impediments, obstacles that come in the way before you pay them. Some people will just be like, well, they're my friend. So they'll take it on the chin for another week. It's fine. The stranger or whatever, there's the feeling of very much like, I've got to keep my credit in good standing here, so I'm going to get the money right back to them.
Oh, I would think the opposite. I would probably default on a bank loan before I default on a friend, because like at least the bank, like, who cares? I don't know those people. What are you going to do? Hit my credit score or whatever?
Well, yeah, they're going to do all those things, and your friend is not, but right.
Yes, and your friend is your friend. Like, their loyalty should come first, don't you think?
I mean, I've had it both ways. It's like having a roommate for a friend. You know, the dishes tend to not get done as quickly as when you have a stranger for a roommate. You know, the cable bill gets paid on time. At least that's how it is amongst guys. I don't know. But a month is more than fair, Tiffany. Then give me my money. I got bills to pay.
Nathan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you complain to our landlord before you come complain to me, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, what do they complain about?
Living in a small apartment building, and somebody complained about my kids to the landlord before they came to me. And I was like, come on. First of all, they're kids. I mean, kids make noise. That's what they do. But seriously, like, why involve the landlord? There's absolutely no reason for it.
Your patience has got to be at an all-time high when you're living in a building. Just my opinion. I did it before a couple times myself. I never complained to anybody, and I don't really recall anybody complaining about me, but certainly I had things that bothered me about the situation.
I was in an apartment building not too long ago. I was there for about 3-4 months, and they've made it so easy to complain because now that, well, and the building I was living in anyway, there's an app.
Right.
So you just go on the app. And you just report whatever, like, you know, everything from like, I need the batteries changed in my smoke detector to my neighbors are up at 4 o'clock in the morning screaming. Like, it's like they've made it so easy. So I could see that it becomes convenient to be like, yeah, and 6A, the kids are too loud versus actually having to have any physical like confrontation with a real person.
You know what? The last time I was in a building was long ago. So I guess maybe that would make sense.
Franca, that's all I need to know about you.
If you are an adult and you still don't know what some road signs mean, that's all I need to know about you.
And the basics are pretty clear, right? Yield, merge.
Stop.
Yeah, people crossing, right? I mean, people should recognize those.
Well, I mean, spend some time in New Jersey with those jug handles, and you get the jug handle signs. They can be a little bit confusing and jarring. Or you're like, what is this? It's like a whole different world. People talking trash.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even say it was trash, but there's this D-list celebrity. I think she's one of the Bachelor Nation women.
Bachelor alumni.
Yeah, one of those. And she was talking about the fact that she went to school with Lady Gaga. Listen to what she said.
You were, like, in class with Lady Gaga?
Yes, but then she was Stephanie.
I was not a fan.
During lunch, she would play on the piano. There's a piano. And just play and sing Wicked at the top of her lungs every day.
Yeah, she was passionate. She was going to be really famous.
I mean, to me, that's all right. That's all trash talk to me. Yeah. I mean, you're a reality star. You are not in the same realm or planetary orbit of somebody like Lady Gaga. And you know what? If she was in there singing every day, annoying you, maybe you should have been doing the same.
Right. Well, she goes on to say that obviously she's a big deal. Now, she gives her props at the end, but I mean, not before she drags her a little bit.
Don't drag Lady Gaga as your lead. If you're, you know, from The Bachelorette, you know, don't do that.
Raven, producer Sean, we were talking about this. Like, who did you go to school with that ended up being a big deal? And it doesn't have to be a celebrity. It's cool if it is a celebrity. But if somebody that just really succeeded in life and everybody knows, 1-800-330-9999. I was thinking about it. I didn't even go to school with him.
Yeah.
He went to my school like long before I did. And it's like the only person I could think of was John Hopper from Blues Traveler.
Wow. Okay.
And that's it. Only person.
Surprising answer there for somebody that became a big deal.
Well, I mean, he's the only person I knew from that school that like ended up being a thing.
How about you, producer Sean? Who'd you go to school with?
So I went to the same middle school as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Are you
cool.
serious? Yep. And that is awesome.
I mean, they had him plastered all over that middle school. Like, they were proud of him.
Right.
I had a teacher who he would tell the same story every week that he taught him how to do the people's eyebrows.
And he'd no walk way
around,
that's true.
And he'd
no
walk
way.
Around like, see, look, and do it.
You know what? I mean, that gets you cred, though, right? Like, I mean, even if you didn't meet the guy or he wasn't there, there's a mural in every hallway of The Rock.
I went to Dwayne The Rock Middle School.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy who he was like 5'2", but he played football. He's like an athletic maniac. I actually just saw him a few weeks ago at his son's wedding. But he went to school with Bill Romanowski. So if you're not a football fan, that name means nothing to you. If you are a football fan, he was like one of the original crazy linebackers. I'm pretty sure he got in trouble for spitting in somebody's face one time.
Mm.
Yeah. He was like a maniac. And my guy played football with him. That's about as famous a Jason as I could be.
Yeah, we're lame. We're like, we know somebody that went mm-hmm. to our school. How about you? 1-800-330-9999. Did you go to school with anybody that ended up being a big deal? Matt.
I went to school with Caleb McLaughlin, Lucas from Stranger Things when I was in elementary school.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. Was he a nice guy?
I mean, elementary school.
He was a cool guy.
I mean, it's like, what do you say when somebody asks you that? I don't remember anybody how they were in second grade. I just remember if I liked them or not liked them or whatever, but I don't remember any of our conversations.
Mean, no, yeah. He was best friends with one of my close friends, and basically he always said he was going to be something big in the future, and, you know, he did it.
Wow.
You know what? I think that's cool. Like, so when you hear that about people, there has to be this unabashedly confidence in the fact that I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
And this drive that never quits that say I'm going to do something. And some people get annoyed by that, but often that's how you get things done.
I agree. If you have that drive from when you're that young,
yes.
you're destined to succeed.
It's going to make a difference, 100%. Yeah.
Who did you go to school with that ended up being a big deal? It doesn't have to just to be famous, just that everybody knows them because they did what? 1-800-330-9999. A couple of Lady Gaga's former classmates are coming out. Some are saying she was great. Some are saying she was annoying. And I was like, I didn't think I went to high school or elementary mm-hmm. school with anybody that ended up being famous.
Yeah, Andre Drummond, who plays for, I think, the Pistons at this point, went to my high school. And my brother, at one point, they used to be friends. And so my brother became a contract attorney. But the talk was always be, you become an attorney, you'll be my agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother saw none of those contracts.
No, he didn't get any of that cash.
Not one.
No. 1-800-330-9999. Debbie, who'd you go to school with that was a big deal?
Meg Ryan.
That's a big deal.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a big deal. How was she in school?
Well, in school, she was called Peggy Hira. Changed her name to Meg Ryan when she became famous. And she was very, very popular. Always hung around with the jocks and always had the good-looking guys with her.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if I was a bad-looking guy, I would have been hanging around with her. Mm. I would have been walking around her. I'll tell you what.
She was the grade under me, so she was very nice. You know, even though she was pretty in high school, she's still pretty now. She wasn't full of herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jeanette, who'd you go to school with that was a big deal?
So Frank Castellano was a naval officer from the movie Captain Phillips that helped save them from the pirates.
Wow. Was he a Navy officer or a SEAL? Because, man, that movie was pretty intense.
Yeah, I think he was a Navy officer. And he was the quietest guy. Like, he would never, you know, always kept to himself in school, never thinking that, you know. But, yeah, I found this out, like, years after I had seen the movie. And my friend goes, do you know who that was based on? And, yeah.
Ties in with that whole loose lips, sink ships thing, Anna.
Hey, Nancy, who'd you go to school with that was a big deal?
I went to school with Dorothy Hamill.
Wow.
Wow. That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. What was she like?
Oh, she was a really nice person.
Well, she is very, I feel like you would never see her because she was always on the ice, right?
Yeah.
Well, she was there for 2 years and then she went out to, I think, Utah to train. So we had her there for 2 years.
Oksana, what was her name? Oksana Bayul. Yeah. So she used to live in the neighborhood right next to me and train nearby. But when she went out to the bars.
She
a little
party.
Different. She didn't go out to Iowa or Ohio or wherever it was to train.
Good for Oksana.
She went to the bar. Selena, who did you go to school with that ended up becoming a big deal?
So this guy that I did theater with after school in high school actually became like this huge voiceover actor. But he's in Canada.
Oh.
Like, he made it in Canada. He does, like, all these graphic kind of animation, adult animation voiceover. It's no pretty kidding. Cool. Yeah.
It's good money in that, and it's really hard to get into.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's really hard. I knew a guy, went to California years ago. First, like, 3-4 years, made no money. All right, fourth year, made, like, I don't know, $250 for voiceover. Next year, $2,500. Next year, $250,000. Next year, he was, like, making $2 million a year.
Once you get into it and you're signed with the right place, you can make a whole lot of cash. I mean, I have a demo. I've sent it out. You never hear anything. It's hard. It's really hard.
Tough.
Maybe I should go to Canada.
And he makes, like, all money from, like, conventions. You know, they do, like, those animation conventions.
Yeah.
Like, he does signings and stuff.
You could be the voice of Canada's Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you'd be rich.
I never even thought about it. I keep sending things to people here in America.
Yeah.
I got to send it out of the country.
That's it.
What if I'm the voice of Austria? You don't even know.
Good. Nobody knows.
There is less competition there.
Don't even speak Austrian.
Now we're thinking outside the box. Like, this is smart. They're coming out of the woodwork, talking trash about Lady Gaga when they went to school with her. I don't even understand why. They're just hating on her, calling her annoying because she used to sing all the time. Yeah, because she was going to eventually be Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I mean, she's a big deal. She's not even, like, in the middle of doing something right now. So, I don't know. You know, if you do something huge, right, people want to tear you down.
You ever go to school with somebody that ended up being a big deal? Maybe not even famous, just somebody that ended up being really successful.
I know the local manager of my grocery store.
Doesn't count. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Mike, who'd you go to school with that ended up being a big deal?
Kevin James.
Oh.
He was a couple years younger than me, but a very nice, funny guy. Wrestled. Was it just an all-around good guy? And also Jennifer Cook, who starred in one of the Friday the 13th movies, and then was towards the end of the TV show V. She was the offspring of one of the human and reptile.
That tells you everything you need to know. That means that Jennifer Cook was wicked hot because everybody that was on V and was possibly related to the aliens was hot. They were hot.
And she's a very nice person. I know her from second grade all the way through high school.
Kevin James, right? Yeah.
Kevin James is a cool one to know.
Made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing great.
Although it's hard for me to see him as a wrestler.
He had that build. He'd get low on you.
He was a wrestler in high school. Just an all-around fun guy, nice guy.
Hey, Frank, who'd you go to school with that ended up being a big deal?
So my mother-in-law graduated school with Truman Capote.
Oh, wow.
I went to grade school with Sidney Poitier's daughters.
Shush! That's cool.
I graduated high school with Laura Branigan.
What?
My sister graduated high school with Peter Gallo.
Where'd you go? Fame? All right, seriously. All right, come on.
Laura, who did you go to school with that eventually became a big deal?
I didn't actually go to school with anybody that became a big deal, but I have a couple of friends that went to school with somebody that they knew became a singer. And I guess just like, you know, those friends that live under rocks and just don't really follow socials and all that kind of stuff. They kept telling me that it was this this girl that was a singer and she had a name that you wouldn't expect. And it turned out it was Kesha.
I wish I was friends with Kesha.
Yep.
Right?
She's the dirty pop star we need.
She's like who I want to hang out with on a Friday night.
Yes.
But like me 10 years ago when I could stay awake past 9 o'clock.
Totally. Right? Yeah. A little bit reckless, mm-hmm. right? She is more responsible now. Right. Yeah, that prayer song really made me feel it. But
I want to have had like grown up with her where like we partied in the crazy days where I like had eyeliner and drew stars around my eyes and glitter. But now that we're older, we still laugh about the old days, but we'll still go out and have like 4 glasses of Chardonnay.
Right.
Not Chardonnay. Nobody wants that. Pinot Grigio. You know what I mean? Like that you still like get giggly and you go out for brunch and you're only supposed to be gone an hour, but then you're gone for 6 hours and your husband's
six
like,
days.
When are you coming home? And I'm like, soon, you know.
Kesha still knows the guy that can get you into the club. She
absolutely still
does.
She hasn't talked to him in a while, but when he sees her number pop up, he's like, yeah, girl, come.
Yeah.
Bring Anna.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How was the baby shower?
It was incredible. I mean, it really was. It was so much fun. You know, they were just surrounded by so much love. Everybody was so excited. It was awesome. I'm still tired. It was quite the production.
I'm sure. So, you know, Raven and Alicia are about to become grandparents for the first time, which is crazy because Alicia and I are in our early 40s. So it just seems like we're too young, but here you are. How do you feel about it? Like, are you excited? Do you feel like you're too young for this?
No, not at well. If you knew my family tree, everybody had children young. So, I mean, my grandmother is going to be her great great grandchild, and she's 77. So.
Wow,
it's quite something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so excited to the point where our daughter-in-law to be had to explain to us that there will be a few hours of alone time with her and my son and the baby before anybody comes to the hospital, because I guess we made too many comments that we would be sitting in the car in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With snacks, waiting. And she was like, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. And I was like, oh, of course we were just joking.
Oh, no, I'm surprised you guys wouldn't be waiting in the waiting room.
Well, I mean, if they'd allow us in.
I don't think they let you do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a maternity ward at our place, and they put certain limits on at the hospital. So I don't know. It's not like COVID related. It's more like bonding time, child related. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's on lockdown, the maternity ward at our hospital. I think you have to have a pass. You're only allowed 4 visitors at a time. I think they had someone that tried to sneak out with a baby like 20 years ago or something. So
20 years ago?
Yeah, well, they're still paranoid. All right. They're going to make sure that that never comes close to happening again.
Oh, so how has been Raven behaving through all this? I know you have a guest coming too to your house, right?
Yeah, one of my best friends is actually in town for the first time, and I don't even know how long. I haven't seen her in over a year, so I get to hug her today. She's been in town for like 24 hours. It's killing me.
Well, that's exciting. I love when you get to see friends that are far away. It's like, you know, I call it couch time. You just want to sit on the couch with them, you know?
Yeah. We had one last weekend, too, after the baby shower. He was in town. We hadn't seen him in 3 or 4 years. You know, another bad housemate that doesn't make the bed, you know, left the lights on, you know. At least I know she's going to make the bed when she leaves.
I don't know what it is with my friends. Better friends, terrible house guests. Just the better friend they are, you go into the room after and you're like, oh my God, seriously?
All right, so how's Raven been behaving as a husband? What's the grade you want to give him for this week?
He's going to get an A, Anna. I mean, he showed up with the van, unloaded all the stuff, set up all the stuff for the baby shower. I mean, I was giving him jobs as he was trying to walk out the door, and he killed it all. Like, it was great. It was perfect.
Congratulations, Raven. Big day.
Yeah, I even hung the balloon arch on the backdrop.
Yep.
Kids pick 'em. We let kids pick all the NFL winners for the weekend. Because let's be honest, none of us know who's actually going to win, and it's probably best to hear what they think is going to happen, right?
That is a matter of opinion, not a statement of fact. Although, I did not do well last week in my pool.
If you want to nominate your kid to make the picks, you can head to annaandraven.com. Just click on Kids Pick 'em. Keith, how's it going?
Good.
Good. How old are you?
8.
How much you know about the NFL and these football games?
A lot.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Confidence. I like that.
Yeah. How did you learn all this stuff?
My dad.
Does your dad sit down and lecture you about the games, and do you enjoy it when that happens?
Yeah.
Is he standing right over you, making sure you say yes?
He's at work. My mom doesn't know anything about it, but she's next to me.
All right, good. All right. As long as you got mama next to you, you're a good boy. All right, let's do it, Keith. You ready to pick the winners?
Yeah.
All right, Houston Texans versus Cincinnati Bengals. Who's going to win?
The Bengals.
And why do you think that?
I like the mascot.
Oh, their mascot,
the mascot is cool.
Yeah.
It's a dancing tiger. Gosh, C.J. Stroud was so good last week with the Texans. That's a rookie. He threw 5 touchdowns.
I don't know what that means. I'm into the mascots. Yeah.
Okay.
What, the Texans, do they have a mascot?
I think it's a cowboy.
Oh.
Something like that.
All right, San Francisco 49ers, Jacksonville Jaguars. Who's going to win, Keith?
The 49ers, because I might visit San Francisco.
He's going to go there for a vacation. So he likes a town that's winners, and you know, he figures, you know, why not give him a little boost.
All right, how about the Cleveland Browns versus the Baltimore Ravens?
I want the Browns to win.
Why do you want the Browns to win?
Because I don't like the Ravens.
Yeah,
not nice.
I know.
It's hurtful.
Ravens can be very difficult to work with. I understand.
Lamar Jackson's the man.
All right, Keith, we have one more game for you to pick: the Denver Broncos or the Buffalo Bills.
I want the Bills to win.
Because everybody dislikes Sean Payton. Let's just be honest.
Is that the reason why, Keith? Or was there a different reason?
I like Josh Allen.
Okay. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's very sweet. I have a random question. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I think...
Where's Dad?
Just Dad when you need him.
Yeah. I think the Jets.
The Jets?
The Jets? Oh, whoa.
Is that possible at this point? Are they your favorite team, Keith? Is that why?
Yeah.
You have a long life of suffering headed your way.
Stop it. I hear Aaron Rodgers is ahead of schedule. Zach Wilson is behind schedule, but that's that.
Yeah. All right, Keith. Well, thank you so much for your big picks this week. We hope you have a good time watching the games at your dad this weekend.
Thank you.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
I feel like this Margarita Friday is a really well-deserved Margarita Friday, right?
You know, the first part of the week, I thought it was like a day ahead. Like on Monday, I thought it was Tuesday. Tuesday, I thought it was Wednesday. The strange thing happened. As of Wednesday, I thought it was a day behind.
Oh.
So it just felt like it went on forever.
Well, you made it. You made it to Friday. And this week, not always easy. Here's your chance to let us know. What did you do this week that was not easy, but it has earned you your Friday cocktail? 1-800-330-9999. Whitney. Whitney, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I broke the soap dish off in my shower when I was trying to shave my legs, and I tried to stick it back up there myself, and I just ended up, like, cracking all the tile in my shower, and I have to get somebody to come in and repair it. And my husband's very upset.
Is there anything worse than when the tile breaks, like, in the kitchen floor or, like, in the bathroom? Because you know it's not an easy fix.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not like you're going to have somebody over there in the next week or whatever. Even when you find the person that you want to charge you an exorbitant amount, they're not going to be there for like a month and a half.
I feel like when you break a tile, you live with it.
Yeah.
Like now you've just decided like for the rest of your life, I will look at that broken tile. The same thing with our countertop in our bathroom. There's a crack in it.
Yeah.
And I've just told my husband, no.
In the new house?
In the new house.
Going to live with it?
Yeah, going to live with it forever.
Didn't you? Is it new?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm just going to, I can't. Like, we're not going to spend all that money.
Yeah.
It's a crack. And yeah, you're right. It stinks when that happens because you can't really justify spending all the money because it's not like a danger.
Yeah.
It's just cracked.
Oh, and like inevitably, they'll never find the matching tile. So you have to end up like doing the whole thing again, you know?
And it's the wall in the shower, so you can't put a rug over it. So here you are. No, you're stuck. Yeah, enjoy that margarita.
You deserved it.
Hey, Diane, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
First, let me preface this by saying I did not have a margarita the night before. I am a very good driver. I drive a school bus, and I have to pull into this very tiny parking lot and pull in and back the bus in to a spot. And there were about 8 cars in the parking lot, so I had to maneuver around, jockey back and forth, trying to get the back of the bus into position to pick up kids and misjudged the corner of the rear of the bus and took out the paneling on one of the school rooms.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was terrible. I think I would rather have hit a car than scare the kids half to death by ripping off the side of their building.
Yes, I get it. Oh, my gosh. You enjoy that margarita.
Really, line them up. Oh. Shoot them back.
Yeah. Danielle, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, many things, but the one that was the worst, you know, we still have Halloween candy at the house and I'm trying to get rid of it. So I sent my kid into school with some to not only enjoy himself, but maybe share with some others, and completely forgot about like the contamination aspect of that. And there is a kid in his classroom that can't be around anything with peanuts in it. And I really got in trouble, to say the least, with the mom of that child in particular, but kind of everybody, like angry emails, angry phone calls, the teacher. I mean, it was awful, and I didn't mean anything by it. I just wasn't thinking, just like total lapse of judgment, and yeah.
Okay,
lots of
Charles
screaming.
Manson.
It was not a good situation.
I understand, and so I see both sides of this. I'm a nut allergy mom, so my little one has severe nut allergies, very severe. Get the emails about like at the beginning of the year, like that's my kid. That's the reason why. But like, you can't ask other parents to like be so hypervigilant when it's your kid.
No, it's scary for me.
Yeah. So I'm not going to give you a margarita because you screwed up. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I did.
Yeah, just drown in your sorrows.
Have
a margarita.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Every Friday we do Mommy's Margarita Friday, where you call in and you just basically vent about all the things that happened that were hard this week, and get it off your chest, and then you laugh and we enjoy the weekend, enjoy our margaritas. But every once in a while, a call comes through that really cuts close. Hey, Patty?
Well, yesterday I got to listen to my son's heart beat inside his organ donor. He was an organ donor. He died. He's a New York City fireman who died in a tragic accident on December 20th of last year. And last night, our family got to meet the organ donor and listen to our son's heartbeat inside this wonderful man's chest.
I can't thank you enough for calling. I'm going to cry. I listened to this story this morning when I was driving into work, and I thought about what it must be for that family. And the fact that you're calling right now is unbelievable.
It's so amazing. Yeah. What an amazing gift for you all to be there to help facilitate. And the choice of your son to have done this ahead of time, obviously, but for you to be able to do that at that point and give their blessing. And then a gift for you to be able to come back and meet with those people a year later. And wow.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It was an amazing, unbelievable moment, something I'll cherish forever. He did it with his license when he got it at 17, and he was very strong in his belief of organ donation. And one of the reasons I'm calling this morning, too, is to hope people mark their license to become an organ donor. He always said it was a no-brainer.
I'll just tell you right now that you have changed my week.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Thank you.
The fact that you're calling right now means so much to me, because I had tears in my eyes driving into work this morning when I heard the story on a different station, to be honest. And I thought, what an incredible gift and what a tragedy, and being able to hear that. And absolutely. If you can be an organ donor, be an organ donor. Yep. Thank you so much for the call.
Be an organ donor. Thank you.
What couple?
He just doesn't seem to understand, why should I go to this wedding now?
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse. You can't go, and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's just up to you to decide who's right. Brian and Crystal. Crystal, what's going on?
Okay, so I want to send an email out to all of Brian's brothers and sisters just to let them know that this year we don't want to do gifts for all the kids, but we do want to do a fun secret Santa. And the reason is because there are nine kids on his side of the family. That's like a ton of gifts. And Brian is saying that it's unfair.
Brian, why do you think that's unfair?
I think it's ridiculous that she's not doing the same thing for her side of the family. That this is, I want to make it clear that she's only suggesting this for one side. And that's what's ridiculous about it. If you're going to do it, it's fine. Like, it's cool. It should just be all the way around. It should be equal.
Okay, so Brian, on your side, you have 9 nieces and nephews. Crystal, what do you have on your side?
I have 3 nieces. And can I just say, if we want it to be equal, we'll give 1 for the Secret Santa to your side, Brian. And then you only have to give 1 to my side. I will give 2 of my nieces gifts. I will give 2 gifts, and you can just give 1. So then we will be giving 1 and 1.
I don't understand. Do you hear it? Like, I hear it. I already hear that, like you're going, and I'll do 2, and then this person will get 1. Like, you can already hear that this is unfair. Like, it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Crystal, like, I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about when you said, like, I'll buy for 1 of my nieces and then you pay for the other 2? Isn't all your money the same if you're married?
Well, I feel that it is. I was just saying it would be literally giving 1 gift to his side and 1, and he would give 1 gift to our side, to one of my nieces.
This is always amazing to me how it's everybody's family. We're all together except for when we want to make an exception. And then it's your side and his side. And I mean, listen, we have a similar rule in my family where, you know, we have years where we're just like, you know what? We're not buying any gifts for the adults. But the kids are the exception. That, you know, we pretty much always buy a gift for every kid. And I get it. That's a whole lot of kids. At the same time, imagine how one of those kids would feel if they were ever to find that out. You know, how would that feel?
I mean, right? They would know that Uncle Brian and Aunt Crystal only got 1 of them a gift.
And then, God forbid, you're at a holiday with the cousins at some point. They're like, well, they got me this. They got me that. Those nieces.
Oh, no.
With the loose lips. The nieces. Oh, man. I'd be heartbroken. I find myself out by the jungle gym in the backyard and I'm crying.
I guess it's really an easy question. Is if you do it for 1, do you have to do it for all? Or is Crystal right? If he has 9 nieces and nephews, that's a much bigger amount of money to spend than if you just have 3 nieces on your side of the family. So can you handle it differently?
I'm curious to see. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Is it fair to do Secret Santa for one side of the family but not for the other? Because that's exactly what Crystal wants to do. She said her husband Brian on his side has 9 nieces and nephews. On her side, there's only 3 nieces. So what she wants to do is send an email to his brothers and sisters and say, why don't we do Secret Santa for the kids, but still get all her nieces' gifts?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible idea to do one or the other. But I think that when you start getting into, we're going to do 1 for one side, 1 for the other, like sooner or later, you're just going to run into a problem with that. Somebody is going to come up with some sort of issue with that, whether it's the kids or the parents of the kids or whatever. Exceptions create problems.
You know, the thing is, too, Raven, that I was thinking about it, it's like, it's not, let's be honest, the kids have everything they need for the most part, right? They don't need more junk. But, like, how would you feel if you're one of Brian's brothers or sisters to get that email and be like, oh, all right, so now you're going to tell us what to do with all the kids?
Right.
You know?
Yes.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Donna, whose side are you on?
I think it's terrible. You have to give all the kids a gift. We have 15 grandchildren between me and my husband. Everybody gets a gift. My kids get gifts. The mothers that come, everyone gets a gift. I'm not saying you have to do the adults. The kids have to get gifts.
15 grandkids.
But your grandma. Grandma's got to give the gift to everybody.
Right. That's a great Christmas. It sounds like fun.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Can you do Secret Santa for one side of the family but not for the other? Brian and Crystal are starting to plan the holidays, and Crystal wants to send an email to all Brian's brothers and sisters because there's 9 nieces and nephews on that side to do Secret Santa so they only have to get 1 or 2 gifts. But Brian thinks it's a bad idea because they're not doing it for Crystal's side.
Yeah, she says, I have 3 nieces. We'll take care of them, each one of them. Why not? Brian just thinks that it feels weird. Listen, this is a great conversation if you all sit down at once and have it. But whoever brings up the idea at first, especially through text to me, it feels cold.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, so we're on the husband's side. We think that there is no my side, your side when it comes to the nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And that they should pay for every child to get a gift equally.
Agreed.
And they don't have to be expensive.
Right.
Yeah. Colleen, what do you think?
Well, what we did when all of our siblings had kids, if we had 3 kids, then we got 3 other gifts for kids. So you put everybody's name in a hat, and you pick out however many kids you have. So if you only have 1 kid, you're going to get 1 of your nieces and nephews
a gift. But every kid gets a gift. And then if you have two kids, you pick two. If you have three kids, you pick three. So everybody gets a gift.
So essentially you're agreeing with her, doing it the Secret Santa way.
But it's guaranteed that every child gets one, right? Because you've got an equal count.
But the same way, every child is still going to get a gift.
Yeah, everybody gets a gift, and you don't have to buy more than you have. So if you only have one kid, you just buy one gift. But
you have
every
four
kid
kids, you're just out of luck.
You're screwed.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Sorry.
Debbie, whose side are you on?
I agree with the wife. We have the same situation, and we had a family discussion. We do the same thing in our family. My husband's side, we have 10. We each take two because our children didn't need a gift from everybody. But it makes it more special because you spend a little bit more money, so every child is as happy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Crystal, our audience agreed with you. Secret Santa, it's not the worst idea. It's still early enough to put it out there and to get the feedback from Brian's brothers and sisters on it. Nine kids is a lot of kids to buy for.
That was my feeling. And listen, I think Christmas is about the spirit of it. It's not even about the gifts or how many gifts. Like, let it just be the spirit of the thing, and let us be, like, generous with our love and appreciate what we've got. That's my opinion.
You guys aren't all celebrating Christmas together, both sides of the family at the same time, right? This isn't going to be obvious.
No.
Okay. Because that would have been chaos if I was 7 years old. I would have been like, what? Flip over the Christmas tree. I'll burn this place to the ground. Brian, you going to be all right?
I hope the other side doesn't find out.
Maybe they will appreciate the holiday and what it's really about. Anna Zapp. Anna Zapp, 6-year-old Anna Zapp. One gift, nine gifts.
Nine gifts.
That's what I thought.
Yep. But if they don't know any different, though, different.
All right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $300. Brought to you by Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppables, try for under $5. David, you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
$300 on the line. I think you can take him down. A couple questions here are questionable for him. Ask him to leave, please.
Raven, can you please leave?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
So Raven's walking out of here. That big old door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, and I'll ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
The SAG-AFTRA strike is over after 118 days. What actress, known by her famous character, Fran Fine, is SAG's president?
Not sure.
Number 2, despite the rumor that Kevin Costner is dating Reese Witherspoon, she confirmed it's not true. Reese Witherspoon starred with her ex, Ryan Felipe, in what 1999 movie?
Cruel Intentions.
Number 3, Warner Brothers made a Wile E. Coyote movie featuring John Cena for $30 million, and now they're not going to release it. Who is Wile E. Coyote always chasing, that's also known as Beep Beep?
The Roadrunner.
Number 4, no spoilers here, but the winner of Big Brother finale was announced, and that wraps up its 25th season. Who has hosted the show since it started in America in 2000?
Ryan Seacrest.
I mean, it's a good guess, really, all things considered. All right, number 5, Sarah Jessica Parker released her holiday picks from Amazon, and they start at $9, and most are under $80. Very affordable. The opposite of the shoes that she would wear in Sex and the City. But of all the famous brands she wore on the show, what brand were the iconic blue stilettos that she wore on her wedding day?
Chanel.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo. Yeah, 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. You're right, David.
Oh, not great. Let's see how I do.
All right, number 1. SAG-AFTRA strike is over after 118 days. What actress, known by her famous character, Fran Fine, is SAG's president?
Fran Drescher. Yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Despite the rumor that Kevin Costner is dating Reese Witherspoon, she has confirmed it's not true.
It would be so weird because he is very gruff and she is so nice.
Reese Witherspoon starred with her ex-husband Ryan Felipe in what 1999 movie?
Cruel Intentions, and I'm pretty sure that's why Justin Timberlake was like, maybe I should become an actor.
Yeah. Number 3, Warner Brothers made Wile E. Coyote movie featuring John Cena for $30 million, but now they're not going to release it.
What?
Who is Wile E. Coyote always chasing? That's also known as Beep Beep.
The Roadrunner.
Roadrunner is right. Number four, there's no spoilers here, but the winner of the Big Brother finale was announced last night, and that wraps up its 25th season.
Yeah.
Who has hosted the show since it started in America in 2000?
Isn't it Julie Chen?
Yes. Who's Julie Chen married to?
Les Moonves. Yeah.
Number five, Sarah Jessica Parker released her holiday picks from Amazon, and they start at $9. Most are under $80. Very affordable. The opposite of the shoes that she would wear on Sex and the City.
Okay.
But of all the famous brands she wore on the show, what brand were the iconic blue stilettos she wore on her wedding day?
Gosh, I mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to take a shot and say...
Season three?
I mean, seriously.
Somebody left them at the party.
Louis Vuitton?
They stole them? No.
Julie Chen?
No.
Valentino.
Julie Chen is not a designer. She's the host of Big Brother.
You know who I'm talking about, right? Who's the other one? You know,
Jimmy Choo?
Jimmy Choo, that's it. Right, I knew it was something like that. All right.
I'm sorry, David. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I almost said John Woo. He's a director.
Thank you. I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $400 come Monday, Anna.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.